This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I do want to talk about O'Neal Cruz and the way he, quote, wowed at the Home Run Derby, because it was cool. It was what most of us expected. This is why baseball let him cut the line like it's Fast Pass at Disney to get into a Home Run Derby despite having a pedestrian home run total, because he can do stuff like that. He lost, but he won the eye test or the oohs and ahs of last night because of how far he broke a window, apparently, is what I saw. Like, he shattered glass like Stone Cold Steve Austin at this Home Run Derby. But my plea to both you and Donnie and our listeners is the following. Can we please just leave it at that? Stop already making more out of this. And I hate to be, you already brought up wet blankets. I hate to be O'Neal Cruz wet blanket again.
I don't think you do hate to be. Well, I think you're pretty comfortable in this posture.
But this is the right take. Jeff Hathorn's here. I got him going on with Crowley saying that last night proved he's worthy of a contract extension. And the Pirates, this is a quote from Jeff, who I respect, who's not hyperbolic Jeff, hot take Jeff. Jeff came on this morning and said, O'Neal Cruz should get the richest contract in Pirates history. He hasn't been better than IKF this year. Because he dazzled in an exhibition contest? Did anybody watch Glenn Rice in the three-point contest and say, let's give this guy $500 million? It's a contest! It's a freaking contest! It's not a game! It's a contest! I'm shocked by the amount of, like, seemingly smart people who come away from something like this with that take. There were people on Twitter who I also respect saying this'll drive up his trade value. No, it won't. Because in real baseball, the 55-year-old pitcher doesn't say, hey, O'Neal, where do you want the ball? And I'm going to try to throw it there every single time.
Do you get?
Let's just leave it at this. It was fun.
Were these people you saw, like, who are local people, or were these national people saying all this?
Both, actually.
Because I do think that
across
you have a big
spectrum.
Enough, you cast a big enough shadow that I think people could have said some of this trolling you without actually mentioning
no,
you.
No, these weren't fans. These were media types.
No, it's it's not driving up his trade value. Did Jeff say what he said tongue-in-cheek at all?
No. You want to hear the audio clip? Tell me if this sounds like, you guys know Jeff. Does this sound like tongue-in-cheek, Jeff?
I would consider signing him to the richest deal in Pirates history. That's what I would do. Make it like 5 years, 110, 120, offer that to him. Because you'll never find a talent. Connor Griffin's good. He doesn't have talent like O'Neal Cruz. You won't be able to trade for somebody like that. You won't be able to free agent sign somebody like that. You saw how Skeens just loved. He was around it. He wanted to be there and support him. If you have any hope that Skeens would be here at any point past his free agency, I think Cruz would be a step in that direction, let alone the overall betterment of the ball club.
Jeff! Like, that's actually going to affect Paul Skeens' future with the Pirates, what they do with O'Neal Cruz.
Please. What's Reynolds' contract right now off the top of your head?
106?
7 years, 106?
Yeah.
I think
Chris, he's a one war player. That's not a $25 million a year guy.
What Jeff is saying there has a side commentary that I find more interesting, which is if you signed O'Neal Cruz for 5 years at $22 million a year, it would make him somewhere, if I had to guess, around the 105th, biggest contract or highest paid on average contract in baseball.
Yeah, which is not a lot, but he's not even worth that.
Do you think there are 104 baseball players that are definitely better than him?
Yes. This year, absolutely.
Where was he? I mean, where would that rank him on OPS Plus? Are there 100 guys with over? Seriously.
His OPS Plus is what? 109, 103?
Yeah, it's like 106. It's not good.
Okay, so why would you give a guy over $100 million?
If Jeff's point
is... Why is that his takeaway from last night?
If Jeff's point is try to bet on his talent that he'll eventually figure out...
He's 26!
Well, Greg Brown, who's going to come on later, will tell you he's only played two big league seasons.
And Greg Brown works for the team and Jeff doesn't, and that's the difference there. Come on now. Can't we just enjoy last night for what it was? He's great in competitions like this. They'll probably invite him back every year, and he'll do it every year.
I don't believe you when you said it was nice, it was entertaining.
It was cool.
I don't think you enjoyed it one iota.
No,
I think you hate watched it.
No, you know why I enjoyed it? Because he did exactly what I thought he would do.
But you said you weren't going to be rooting for him to do that because you were frustrated. So how could you possibly say
I don't know, because
you
it's
enjoyed
cool
yourself?
Watching people hitting baseballs
you
far.
You said your thesis take before yesterday's show ended was, I don't want him to do well.
No, I did not say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
What did you actually say?
I said I did not want him to win.
You don't. Okay, by definition, winning is doing well, so you didn't want him to do as well as he could.
Those are two different things.
So what you should have done was specified you wanted to see him do well,
but not win. Chris. You can't exactly put something like that on a billboard or a T-shirt. I tried to condense my thought down to the simplest thing, which was I didn't want him to win because I didn't want a disappointing, underachieving Pirate player to win the Home Run Derby contest.
Whether you say it explicitly that this isn't the case or not.
I can't believe you're disagreeing with me now and agreeing with Jeff. Why are we arguing?
You should be saying about what Jeff said.
You should be saying Jeff literally said one of the dumbest things. Well, then why don't we gang up on him? Why are you attacking me?
Because you're on the show with me. Jeff is not. You are presenting your opinion. And whatever you say about you don't know O'Neal Cruz personally, this comes off at very least as partially a very personal thing, that you have a personal dislike for this person and that is clouding to an extreme what is otherwise a fair opinion, which is that it is pretty normal, I think, if you are a Pirates fan, to watch that performance last night, say, damn, that's cool. He hits the ball basically harder than anyone in baseball.
Yep.
And then on the other side, that's the Angel.
Yep.
Because this is my experience. The Devil said, wouldn't it be nice if his OPS Plus was above 103? Yes, that's how I feel. You do not seem like a person who actually felt any of
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. So what is the correct take today? Let's praise O'Neal Cruz for 4 hours?
He did some cool stuff.
I'm not going to do that.
He did some
and
cool stuff last night.
And that's what I said. We can run back the tape.
You're not actually... Okay, but what you say and how you say it are two different things. And what you're saying doesn't match the tone, which is, F this guy.
So, no, what do you mean that's not...
tone is, this guy pisses me off.
Yes,
I'm mad that he hit the ball very hard last night.
I'm not mad that he hit it hard
last
night.
Because he isn't a good enough baseball player relative to his talent.
And that's exactly how I feel.
And the last part of it I would agree with, but you are practically screaming at me to tell me how mad you are about
I'm not screaming
this.
At you. I'm mad that Jeff would come to that conclusion off of last night.
Then why
night.
Don't you go bring Jeff
because
in here
Jeff's
and you guys can have it out?
Because Jeff's not hosting with me today. You are. That's why.
Which is what I just said to you, but you seem to want to make sure that Jeff's take gets ganged up on. I wouldn't sign him for 5 years, $110 million to make you happy.
I don't understand how this is like in any way me like, you know, jumping a guy. Crowley's take today was he didn't want to actually offer an opinion. He just wanted to throw a question out there, which is one of my pet peeves in sports. He said, did we see the best of O'Neal Cruz last night? Is that the best thing that's ever going to happen to him in his career? Is he never, ever going to do anything on a consistent basis as a player? And what we saw last night was the apex of his career. That's a pretty negative stance to take on it, isn't it? Right? I mean, that's a pretty like glass, pretty much bottom of the barrel, empty too.
So he just asked it as a question, though.
Yes,
he
but still, that's a negative slant on
it
last
puts,
night.
It definitely, well, I think it's the most realistic slant. I mean, my takeaway is it's
pretty much the same as mine,
except
you're getting mad at me for some reason. Yes.
Well, you're just like yelling at me. It's a Tuesday. I don't feel like being yelled at today.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the smart people out there.
The frustration I have is there are people who I think intellectually understand who are out there who understand that he has in no way, shape, or form reached close to his potential as a baseball player. And that at times it can be, you know, blamed on the Pirates being the Pirates. But I think there's obviously plenty of room to blame O'Neill Cruz for O'Neill Cruz not reaching his potential.
And Donnie, I thought, raised a good point yesterday. He said, if the guy goes 30 and 50, are you still going to say it wasn't a good year? And the more I thought about that, I'm like, I can much easier.
He can go 30 and 50 and have an OPS like of 770 because he just hits home runs and then otherwise strikes out.
I don't know,
out.
Man. If he goes 30-50, I'm going to have to come around to
Donnie's
side.
Who gives a rat's ass about him stealing 50 bases? Seriously.
What do you mean, who gives a rat's ass? It's an extra 90 feet. That's a big deal.
If he's not stealing home, he's not really in scoring position on the Pirates.
Fair enough. Well, that's another thing people said to me last night. They're like, why don't you take it easy on the guy that's the Pirates' best hitter? Let's say I even agree with that. So he's the best hitter on the worst hitting team in baseball? Not a tough contest to win. Who's the chief competition? Brian Reynolds making way more money than he deserves, or Andrew McCutchen, 38 years old? Wow, let's give him a blue ribbon and a gold star for that. Whipty friggin' do.
The problem is that Cruz is making very little money, and I think a lot of times our critiques of players have to do with, are you living up to your contract? And
Great point.
But if we were going to then bring the real venom to the person who's underplaying his contract, we should be skewering Brian Reynolds, barbecuing
and
him
you
on
and
a
me
spit.
Do.
No, not the way we go after Cruz on
this show. Brian Reynolds wasn't in the home run derby last night. If he was,
Brian Reynolds wouldn't belong in a AAA home run derby, which is a problem because he's making a nine-figure contract.
I agree with that.
He has been a pile of ass all year.
I agree with that.
But people want to hear more of why doesn't Brian Reynolds get the same abuse?
Chris.
The problem is because Brian Reynolds doesn't get praised the same way as Cruz for hitting laser
beams. Bob Walk says things like, this guy's got Hall of Fame talent. Nobody says that about Brian Reynolds. People say Brian Reynolds is a really nice player. No one says, hey, if Brian Reynolds put it together, he could be in Cooperstown one day. People that have watched baseball for 50 years say that about Cruz.
To be fair, I actually don't believe that if O'Neill Cruz put it all together, he could be in Cooperstown because he is 26. And he would have had to have started playing great baseball at 22.
Fair
to
enough, Chris,
get there.
But he could have quote unquote Hall of Fame seasons.
He could be a franchise-changing player, and right now he does not appear to ever be on track to be one. Yeah, I'm like not happy about that. I'm frustrated.
That's why I'm acting the way that I am.
But you've had a very regardless of how you think you are portraying your side of this, it doesn't sound like you were able to separate one from the other last night. It doesn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It sounds like, even though you said it was cool to watch him hit some absolute nukes,
it was.
That you were, what's the meme, Donnie? There's the guy with the smiling mask on, and he has every vein in his neck bulging out behind it.
he's secretly furious.
That's how Pony actually watched that last night. He's that guy.
Donnie, you have to admit that Jeff's take is asinine. Come on now, I know you like Jeff more than me, but that's just a horrible take by him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pay the guy based on what he did in glorified
batting.
I'm
saying just pay him, period. He's not a player that's worth that money.
No. He hasn't shown yet that he's a guy you put that
Make him
into.
The highest paid player in Pirates history today? Are you on crack cocaine?
I'm not, personally, no.
Like, I don't think
that'd
it's
be a, hard to do a show that
I don't
way.
Think it's a good idea for either party. I
no,
don't
there's,
think
there's they made this mistake to a smaller extent with smaller money with Gregory Polanco, but, who showed, by the way, I think more well, can I
no, he
say
did
that?
Not. Cruz looks like a much better player than Polanco, I think.
Polanco showed more, I think, consistency early in his career as a hitter before then he crashed out. But yeah, I would not go out there and say sign him to this deal right now, because the only auspices under which you could say that are he's going to figure it out and it's going to look like a bargain. And I think there's hardly a guarantee that he quote-unquote figures it out.
If you give him that money now, you're overpaying him. And if you're Cruz, why would you trust the Pirates to make you a better player? Like, it's to me, well, it's a bad
you,
deal
if
for,
you have to,
for both.
If you have to allocate just quickly on this, because I know we got to take a break.
65-35 him.
On him, not
yes,
the Pirates.
But that's still a big chunk on them. I said 35%. That's not nothing. If we're cutting a pizza 65-35, you're still getting a lot of pizza.
Well, let's not talk about a food I won't eat. How would you do the blame game for this? For him not so far, two seasons in, not developing. And I disagree with Greg Brown. I think two seasons in, you can start to show you're a big boy and know how to play baseball.
I mean, the player always deserves some, so it's not like it's like a 100 on the Pirates and zero on the player, or like 90 to 10. But it would be easier to jump all over the player if the organization actually showed that they could develop hitters somewhat
yeah, I
regularly
totally respect
and
that.
They can't.
I totally like, get that.
I think Nick Gonzalez is a nice player, but I think he's a good example here. He is already getting overrated by people in this town because he's like a decent player.
What's my favorite saying? You give a guy in the desert who's starving a ham sandwich, he'll think it's filet mignon.
Like, we're already hearing
oops.
That...
Sorry. What was that? Sounds like a police scanner.
No.
Like, we already hear, like, oh, Nick Gonzalez, really good player. I'm not going that far. He's a nice player.
He's been a better player than Cruz when he's played this year.
And it's just because he's not an utter failure as a hitter. They're like, hey, one guy got through the cracks. We got one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.